Welcome to Writer Writer Pants on Fire, where authors talk about things that never happened to people who don't exist. I'm your host, Mindy McGinnis. You can check out my books and social media at mindymcginnis.com and visit the Writer Writer Pants on Fire blog at writerwriterpantsonfire.blogspot.com. Welcome to the May Roundup episode. On May 8th, I spoke with Kurt Dinan, the author of Don't Get Caught, who talked about how writing short stories helped him be a better novelist, the specific struggles of writing humor, and then shared his porn name. On May 15th, I welcomed historical fiction author Alyssa Palumbo, who shared with us her immersive approach to the research involved in writing her titles The Violinist of Venice and The Most Beautiful Woman in Florence. On May 22nd, my first adult literary author, Barbara Claypole White, talked about writing through personal tragedy, using your own painful experiences to fuel your work, and offered research tips on how to correctly portray characters with mental illnesses. I'm your host, Mindy McGinnis, and I wanted to share with you something that happened to me just today. As aspiring writers, we daydream about book signings, imagining people waiting in line, taking your picture, stacks of your books artfully displayed next to the table where you're signing, undoubtedly going through two or three Sharpies and developing a hand cramp before the end. This is quite simply not the case for 99.9% of us. Book signings can, frankly, be embarrassing, lonely, and sometimes painful experiences. I once drove over 2 hours to do a book signing where there were four attendees. One was my dad, who rode with me. Two were my former minister and his wife, who had moved to that area. And one was an aspiring author looking for writing tips. I sold one book. I have done signings where I sold zero books. And yet that was still a positive experience because it provided me with a baseline. From then on, any signing where I sold even one book was more successful than that one had been. I had my rock bottom. I could checkmark that box. I'll say yes to just about anything, because the truth is that you never know what kind of impact even that single book you sold may have, both to your career and in the emotional life of that reader. Today is a good example of that. I said yes to a signing at a Barnes & Noble an hour away from me on Memorial Day weekend. I assumed between parades, graduation, parties in general, and the nice weather, it wasn't going to be terribly lucrative. One good trick for surviving these types of events is to know authors in your state and invite them along. So I asked my friend Natalie Richards, who lived nearby, if she wanted to sign alongside me. She said yes, and my weekend work day just became an afternoon with a friend. A few months before that, a new indie opening up had contacted me asking if I would hold a signing there. They were located nearly 2 hours away and were only offering to sell on consignment, which, when you're traditionally published, carries no real benefit as it's not moving your titles out of the publisher's warehouse. I had declined, but I revisited it when I knew that I would be at the Barnes & Noble on the same weekend, which put me about 40 minutes away. I recontacted the indie, said I'd like to stop by for an hour or so, agreed to the consignment terms, and asked if Natalie could come along with her copies of her newest release, One Was Lost. Everyone was happy with that, so my working weekend is now a girl's road trip. Still, Natalie and I both expected very few sales on Memorial Day weekend, and we were right. We each sold one book at the BNN, but it was to a young girl who talked with us for a few minutes about her own desire to write, something we were happy to hear. That one sale, for each of us, was all we got out of the visit technically, but we just created a new reader, potentially someone who may go out and buy our backlist, our new releases as they come out, and tell her friends and family about what she's reading. Or not. You just don't know. So, 2 hours spent at the BNN, we grabbed Wendy's and drove to the Indy, where, again, we each made a single sale. But that reader, her name was Carla, had specifically come to the event because she had never met an author or owned a signed book and thought it would be a nice thing to have. She talked to us about how she didn't read much, but wanted to, and was looking to our signed books to spark that flame for her. You can't beat that. Okay, well, actually you can, because after that signing, we went for donuts, and upon picking out our dozen, the girl behind the counter said, "I'm sorry, I don't mean to be weird, but are you Mindy McGinnis and Natalie Richards?" I have never been recognized outside of my hometown in my entire life. It turns out we had visited this girl's high school a few years ago. I remember the event. It was free, and I didn't move many copies. She had bought both our books then, and has bought all our books since then. She talked to us about them, said how cool it was to see us again, and how much she'd enjoyed meeting us years ago. We walked out of there knowing, for sure, that we'd influenced someone at a small event years ago, one that had perhaps not been financially lucrative for us at the time, but had gained us a lifelong fan, and one that could spot us on the street. So did the same thing happen at the Barnes & Noble or at the Indy? Maybe. All told, I made maybe $12 today, and spent more than that on gas and food. On a balance sheet, it was not a win. But those ripples that spread from those two readers we reached today, they could go far. You just never know. Writer, Writer, Pants on Fire is produced by Mindy McGinnis, music by Jack Corbel. A special thank you to fellow authors Alyssa Palombo and R.C. Lewis, as well as patron Stephen Avery and supporter Brian Kennedy for helping to make this episode possible. If you find the blog or podcast helpful, please consider showing your support by visiting patron.podbean.com/writer-writer-pants-on-fire and making a donation. I'm your host, Mindy McGinnis, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Writer, Writer, Pants on Fire, where authors talk about things that never happened to people who don't exist.